Well, good to have you back here on the program. You know, we look forward to the next year. I've got some predictions in the pile here from Nostradamus. They're a little dark, and we'll get back to those later because they're not really what we want to focus on. They're interesting, to say the least. But Sam Cagliucci is the founder and CEO of One Huddle. One Huddle is a technology-based employee training platform that helps companies more effectively onboard and upskill employees using games, and it's an interesting way to go. Jobs, what's going to happen in 2022? We've got some predictions here with Sam. Sam, good to have you back on the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You look at the employment situation out there. Every place you go, it says, look, now hiring, now hiring. I mean, I drove by a Taco Bell recently. It had a sign up front, $1,000 signing bonus. I'm like, Taco Bell, you can get a grand for taking the job. Now, you got to be there for 6 months. But, you know, the point being is, a lot of jobs out there. How do you attract good people today and keep good people? What's the skill set that you're looking for? Or do you just bring in people that you think are smart and qualified and then upskill them, like you say, while they're on the job?
Yeah, it's a great question. Today, companies are really struggling to find workers. I think what we're hearing from companies at One Huddle, companies are struggling to find workers that are ready to work on day one, more specifically. And, you know, I think that, you know, a long pandemic, you know, workers on the sidelines, it's like being a little out of shape, getting workers back to work is a challenge. And there's a real strain on companies that, you know, many maybe didn't have a really well-established training and development program, already in place. And it's only made it harder for them as they try to, you know, rush workers back to work and have to find ways to reskill workers as jobs have changed. And I think that's what we're seeing as companies are trying to lay down better tech infrastructure so they can develop workers faster.
You know, it's not just that the jobs have changed. The place that we work has changed. I mean, all sorts of companies that I'm familiar with, you know, had big footprints, big office buildings and so forth that are half empty, a third of totally empty. It's going to change the way Americans work altogether. A lot more people working from home forever, don't you think?
I think hybrid work is here to stay, no doubt. You know, it's important to note that though the majority of workers that make the American workforce work don't have the opportunity to work from home. And they've never had the opportunity to, use virtual, use Zoom, use video to call into work. So, you know, I think that work has changed for a majority of workers who can now work hybrid. One of the things we saw at One Huddle was 61% of the training in 2021 on our platform had to do with corporate mission, core values, brand standards. We've never seen that before, which tells me companies that are working remote and working hybrid may be struggling to keep workers together and connected while being apart. So that's, I thought, a really interesting point. I think that trend's going to continue into 2022.
Yeah. The other thing, you know, one of the good news out there is that people are making more money. Now, the inflation thing, you know, is hurting some of that. But for a lot of folks, they are making more money, and they're getting a little bit ahead, and more people are saving money. I mean, there are some good things out there for sure, aren't there?
Sure. I think that, you know, you see at the end of the day, the labor market swings. We all know this. It swings to in one moment. It might be a tight labor market that has different impacts on businesses. And sometimes it goes in the other direction. We're definitely in a moment where, you know, the cost of labor is going up. Companies are, responding to it in turn. I've been very impressed with how many businesses we work with in retail and restaurants and hospitality that, you know, have responded by raising wages, increasing benefits, doing things to attract and recruit workers. You know, Steve, I'm a football guy. So, like, you know, at the end of the day, we got, you know, companies need to win the recruiting game. And if it costs a little bit more, they need to find a way to do it. And need to find a way to fight through it in order to make sure their business model is successful.
And I want to touch on that, Sam. And that takes me back to the Taco Bell sign out front. The recruiting is at every level, from entry-level jobs to CEO jobs and everything in between. You have to recruit better players onto the field. I mean, and so if you offer people $1,000 to get them through the door to work in fast food, you do, and you keep your business thriving, and everything up to a CEO. I think you've hit on something really important there.
And I think that, you know, what businesses need today is when I think about the where the federal government can help, where the state governments can help, where education can help, is that if workers are better prepared for the jobs of tomorrow on day one, companies will reduce, will have a reduction in cost and effort and time and energy to get a worker onboarded so they can get to productivity faster. And we know workers that are more productive feel more engaged, feel more connected, feel more empowered. I mean, who wants to do a bad job at work? Every worker feels better. I think one of the things in 2022 that we need to do better at from a government level is invest in infrastructure that makes sure that workers that are on the sidelines are, you know, given the opportunity to acquire skills that make sense for a workforce in 2022, not, you know, taking, you know, courses or trainings or programs that are built for the workforce of yesterday.
There you go. Sam Cagliucci, greatly appreciate your input here today. Founder and CEO of One Huddle. If people want to find out more, where would they look you up?
Sure. You can learn more about One Huddle by heading over to the number one huddle, like a football huddle, .co.
There you go. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you for being here. Have a great new year.
Same to you, Steve.
There you have it. If you'd like to find out more about what we're doing right here, you can go to stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com. You will never miss a minute if you go there and hit the listen live button, by the way. You can find out about what we're doing, where we're going, the new podcast, which is coming soon. I'll tell you about that more. It'll be on the website as well. And you can read Liberty Page every day. It's good for your health. David Kamenier is also there. Just the News contributors like John Solomon. All can be found at stevegruber.com. I'll be right back.